Patrick Lamb is my special guest here. He's an incredible saxophonist, and he's coming to the Belvedere Room at Crooners, opening it up on Friday, May 9th. That starts at 5:30. Patrick, thank you for joining me here.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's really great to just connect with you because I've known you for many years. I'm excited to be coming up to Minneapolis to play with the legendary Peterson family.
Yes, you are going to.
I'm really excited.
And I am too. I saw that lineup and I'm going, my goodness. Well, you know what? I first of all want to say you're an incredible saxophonist. Let's start by talking about your music career. I know that you're a solo artist and you travel around the country for sure, doing so many great concerts. And then you also are featured in other bands. And I wondered if you would talk about some of the people that you perform with, you've recorded with, and then how long you've been at it with your solo endeavor.
Oh, geez. Well, I started off, my first touring opportunities were with Diane Schur after she won her second Grammy. And, you know, I started off kind of in those beginning band programs that a lot of people get started in. A bit of trivia is Chris Botti and I have the same beginning band teacher, Mr. Robert Ernst. So that's where a lot of the joy starts is with these teachers. So shout out to all the teachers out there. So Diane Schur, and I toured extensively with Bobby Caldwell, and then some of Jeff Lorber Fusion, played with a bunch of rockers off and on, like Tommy Thayer, Alex Cooper, Robbie Krieger, different one-offs, you know, with Rock and Rollers. And then I have, you know, I have my jazz quintet, really I've just been focusing on my solo career the last 2 years, playing, you know, 50 dates on my own like I am this year. This year is it's an interesting mix. It's a real blessing. I mean, it's totally crazy in some ways, but crazy good. So, you know, be careful what you wish for. I'm here in Vegas performing with B. Slade, and you may not have heard of him, but you'll be hearing about him because he's one of the best singers in the world. And we have a new single that's already in the can that's coming out August 15th. But my latest single is on Billboard now, called Mint Condition, and that's features some incredible musicians, Blake Aaron on guitar, Mel Brown on bass, Little John Roberts on drums, and Chris Big Dog Davis on the keys, and mixed by Dave Rideau and Steve Hall, the dynamic mix master duo. Yeah, there's just so much going on. So then I'm doing stuff with Jason Scheff a good bit, actually. It's ironic how the Gino Vannelli tour dates and the Jason Scheff tour dates have not hit each other, you know, except for one. So it's like a sheer miracle. And I put together horn sections for both of them in different cities and charts. And it's fun. You know, I love it. It's just, I guess in the vernacular, you might say it's my side hustle, but it's more than that. I love it. It's so much fun. And it's just another way of creating happiness in this habit and focus on the connectivity and the energy. You know, people can tell. So a lot more than we give them credit for, I think.
Patrick Lamb is my special guest here. He's an incredible saxophonist, and he's coming to the Belvedere Room at Crooners, opening it up on Friday, May 9th. That starts at 5:30. The touring band, that's not who's with you this time. I see that you've got these guys who usually are on tour with other people, and now they're with you on this special night. How did it come to be, Patrick, that you got to be playing with Ricky Paul, Jason, and Joey here in the Twin Cities?
I'm the luckiest man on earth. First of all, I don't think I think the planets had to line up for half of them not to be on tour. And I know Paul's coming back from overseas, and Ricky probably he just got off the Sanborn, you know, thing he did at Berks, and Jason was just working in the studio on something, and so you know the planets lined up, and I could not be a more lucky human being to have. This is a dream come true for me, really, you know,
well,
to play
and
the Peterson family and the camaraderie and the Just the kindest bunch of great musicians that one could ever hope to play with, share the stage with. So just ultimate gratitude.
Well, I know that it's going, as we say in the biz, a burning night for you. So much fun. And again, your new single is called Mint Condition. And is this part of a whole? Is this going to be an album project like you've done in the past?
Yeah, I do have a ton of stuff that I'm working on. It's kind of full steam ahead. I've been really just focusing on my own concerts and performing the last couple of years. I mean, before that, I was involved in music, obviously touring, but primarily just touring, supporting, other artists. And now I have about 50 dates of my own booked this year, just me and my band, my music. And we sold out 6 out of the 8 last concerts we've done. And playing a lot of great stuff coming up, at the Iridium in New York, and the Ramp's Head in Annapolis and Columbus and Funky Biscuit. Anyway, it's all on the schedule. But
I want to know, how did you decide to come to the Twin Cities? Was that part of the planets aligning just because these guys were available? You could have them in your band for a night and you were able to I include Minneapolis as your concert? Because I don't know that I've seen you do a solo gig here before.
no, it's kind of like in my heart, I just want to go to each city and make new friends. And the Peterson family has been on my heart for quite some time that I just wanted to connect with them. And I think something's clicked over the last couple of years. That I want to make friends first and foremost, and then everything else good happens. I think when you're coming up, you think, oh, I need to do this to get that, you know what I mean, it's to the end. And so now it's kind of reversed, and it's more about, I want to come and hang and have a great time, and then good stuff happens. So
Well,
that's what I find has been happening the last couple of years. And so the Petersons are at the top of the list.
let's talk a little bit about your set list when you come to Crooners on May 9th. Can you divulge?
Oh, sure. Let's see. Like Lions Cross, Moon Child, Grandma's Hands. I have a couple of unreleased things. Of course, we're going to play Mint Condition, but
Oh, yes.
I have a few, a couple of unreleased things that we're going to play. So I'm always trying to bring new music, keep it fresh, freshen it up. So arrangements of Bruno Mars in there too. So
Oh, I that is going to be so
we're
fun.
gonna have
That's
some fun. Yeah.
right up that band's alley too, or that group of musicians. You are going to have so much fun. Patrick Lamb, saxophonist with Gino Vannelli, Jason Scheff, Diane Schur through these years, and a solo career that he's really focusing on. He's bringing it to the Twin Cities, the Belvedere Room at Crooners, coming up on May 9th at 5:30, and Patrick Lamb is opening it up, and that's along with my two brothers, my nephew Ricky Peterson, Paul Peterson, Jason Peterson DeLair, and on drums Joey Finger. And it's finally beautiful weather here in May in Minnesota.
The weather's supposed to be great, right?
Yes, we've got incredible May weather around the corner here. So, Patrick Lamb, thank you so much for doing what you do in your music and staying so buoyant through it all, because that's a heck of a schedule you're on.
It's fun, be careful what you wish for, because you're gonna have to go to work. Yeah, I love it, man. If I could play 2 gigs a day, I would. So,
Fantastic.
let's go.
Well,
I'll see
much
you
love and
there.
congratulations. And the new hit is called Mint Condition. We're going to play it right now. Thank you for joining us here on the Playroom at Jazz 88.
All right, God bless you guys. Thanks, Patty.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
it.
Same to you. Thank you so much. Now, here's Patrick Lamb's Mint Condition on 88.5.